Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Cities of the Plain by Cormac McCarthy, narrated by Frank Muller. This book is copyrighted 1998 by Cormac McCarthy. This recording is copyrighted 1998 by Recorded Books. It is the fall of 1952. John and Billy are 9 years apart in age, yet with a kinship greater than perhaps they know. They are cowboys on a New Mexico ranch, encroached upon from the north by the military at Alamogordo. To the south, always on the horizon, are the mountains of Mexico, looming over El Paso, Ciudad Juarez, and all the cities of the plain. These two men, marked by boyhood adventure and loss, now stand together in the still point between their vivid pasts and their uncertain futures, confronting a country that is changing, perhaps already changed, beyond recognition. And now, Cities of the Plain.
1. They stood in the doorway and stomped the rain from their boots and swung their hats and wiped the water from their faces. Out in the street, the rain slashed through the standing water, driving the gaudy red and green colors of the neon signs to wander and seethe, and rain danced on the steel tops of the cars parked along the curb.
"Damned if I ain't half drowned," Billy said. He swung his dripping hat. "Where's All-American Cowboy at?"
"He's done inside."
"Well, let's go. He'll have all them good fat ones picked out for hisself."
The whores in their shabby deshabille looked up from the shabby sofas where they sat. The place was all but empty. They stomped their boots again and crossed to the bar and stood and thumbed back their hats and propped their boots on the rail above the tiled drainway while the barman poured their whiskies. In the blood-red bar light and the drifting smoke, they raised their glasses briefly and nodded as if to salute some fourth companion now lost to them, and they tilted back the shots and set the empty glasses on the bar again and wiped their mouths with the backs of their hands. Troy jutted his chin at the barman and made a circling gesture with one finger at the empty glasses. The barman nodded.
"John Grady, you look like a goddamned wharf rat."
"I feel like one."
The barman poured their whiskies.
"I never seen it rain no harder. You want a beer back? Give us 3 beers.
You got one of them little darlings picked out?"
The boy shook his head.
"Which one you like, Troy?"
"I'm like you. I come down here for a fat woman, and that's what I'm having. I'm gonna tell you right now, cousin, when the mood comes on you for a fat woman, they just won't nothing else satisfy.
I know the feeling well." "You better pick you one out, John Grady."
The boy turned and looked across the room at the whores.
"How about that old biggin' in the green pajamas?"
"Don't be putting him on my gal," said Troy. "You'll be the cause of a fight breaking out here in a minute."
"Go on, she's looking over here."
"They're all looking over here."
"Go on, I can tell she likes you."
"She'd bounce John Grady off the ceiling."
"Not the All-American Cowboy, she wouldn't. A cowboy'd stick like a cockaburr." "What about the one with the blue window curtain wrapped around her?"
"Don't pay no attention to him, John Grady. She looks like her face caught fire and they beat it out with a rake. I'm gonna say that blonde on the end is more your style."
Billy shook his head and reached for his whiskey.
"There ain't no reasoning with the man. He just ain't got no taste in women, and that's a mathematical fact."
"You stick with your old dad," said Troy. "He'll get you onto something with some substance to it. Parham yonder actually claimed that a man ought not to date anything he couldn't lift. Said what if the house caught fire?"
"Or the barn."
"Or the barn.
You remember the time we brought Clyde Stamp down here?"
"I do, and he was a man of judgment. Picked him out a gal with some genuine heft to her.
J.C. and them slipped old woman a couple of dollars to let him go back there and peek. They was going to take his picture, but they got to laughing and blew the deal.
We told Clyde he looked like a monkey fucking a football. I thought we was going to have him to whip.
What about that one in the red yonder?"
"Don't listen to him, John Grady.
Value per pound on a dollar basis. He don't even want to consider a thing like that."
"You all go on," said John Grady.
"Pick you one out."
"That's all right."
"You see there, Troy, all you done is got the boy confused."
J.C. told everybody that Clyde fell in love with the old gal and wanted to take her back.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?